You know, I called this sermon The Foolish Virgins. I was thinking about the question I brought up Wednesday, is what would Jesus do, and how we should ask ourselves when we get into situations. What would Jesus do, and whatever Jesus would do, we should do as He would do. Because the Bible says, praise God, that He left us an example that we should follow in His steps, praise God. And I was thinking about, what would Jesus say? Praise God, if Jesus stood before our church today, what would He say to us? Praise God. I know that He would say He loved us. Because He loves His children. But He also says, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten. Amen?
Amen.
And here in Amos chapter 6, Amos is sent to speak the words of Jesus Christ to the people of God, who no doubt He loved. And he says in verse 1, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. The Lord spoke a woe to these people. And you wonder why? If you skip down verse 4, we'll see some of the reasons why. He says, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the vial and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with their chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. He's speaking to a group of people, praise God, that was at ease in Zion. A group of people, praise God, that had money, that had peace in their country, that had wealth, and they were at ease. They stretched up on beds of ivory, which shows wealth. And they stretched themselves up on their couches, and they ate the lambs and the calves of the stall, and all these things. They chanted and they sung to the sound of the vial, and they invented to themselves instruments. Man, they was having a good time. Praise God, I don't think they were singing the praises to God. Amen, but praise God, maybe they was out having a little dance and listening to some old worldly music, maybe. Praise God. And they was drinking wine and bowls, and they anointed themselves with the cheap ointments. Praise God, they was really having the money spent. Amen, taking care of this old flesh. And God looks down at them, praise God, and He tells Amos, Amos, you go to them and you tell them, woe to them that is at ease in Zion, praise God. Who's poor old Amos? Amos was a little shepherd boy, I guess you could say, a herdsman. Praise God, he wasn't a college graduate. He wasn't a politician. His daddy wasn't a prophet. These people didn't even know him. And he walked outside their big old church service, and he looked inside the window probably, and he began to shout, woe to them. Amen, that's at ease in Zion. You know, that's something these people didn't want to hear. Something they didn't expect to hear. They thought they were under the blessings of God. But it was something they needed to hear. Today we stand, praise God, in the age of the church where it's Laodicean. It's not much more different than this, praise God, here in the book of Amos. Amen. Jesus spoke to them and He said, you think that you're rich and you're increased with goods and you got need of nothing, but in truth you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. And I'm ready to vomit you up if you don't repent, He says. These people, praise God, are at ease in Zion. They cared about their flesh, spending their wealth, their time on flesh. He says, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Praise God, there was affliction going on in the world. God's people afflicted. Amen, praise God, the true religion was being covered up with falsehood and falseness. Praise God, idols, images. And He says, you're not grieved about these things. There's a woe. And we look around today, praise God, at the church world, and we got it so easy. Praise God, we drive cars. Most of the world don't even own a car. We sleep in soft beds. We got big couches. We got televisions. We spend our money on all these things. We eat really good. We buy good smelling perfumes and all these things, but praise God, we don't even grieve. Amen. About the affliction of our people. In other nations, they are being brought down and persecuted and killed. And that people are dying lost all around us in their sins. And we're not grieved and we're not moved by these things. And he said, woe unto you that's at ease in Zion. Where are we? Praise God, we're in the Laodicean state if there ever was a place in such a state. I wonder if Amos was here today, if he'd be standing out there saying, woe. I wonder if Jesus would be like he was to the church of Laodicea. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. I'm not in your midst, but you don't miss me. I'm not in your midst, but you don't recognize that I'm not there. You're caught up in all these other things. If you read on, praise God, in the book of Amos, he says, woe to them that look forward to the coming of the Lord. Talking to these people at ease, he said, it's not going to be light to you, but it's going to be darkness for you. As one that ran from a bar and put his hand on the wall, and there was a serpent that got him. Praise God, these people today, they live in their sin and their worldliness, and they say, I can't wait till Jesus comes back. And when he comes back, what's going to happen to them? Praise the Lamb of God, if they're not ready to go, amen. Praise God, it's going to be a day of darkness for them. How would it be for us? Praise God. What was wrong with these people that was at ease in Zion? Hey man, they've forgotten their God. They had religion. They had the church services. They had the Scripture. But they didn't have Jesus. And it was shown in their fruits. God's people were afflicted and they wasn't aggrieved. People were dying in their sins and they wasn't burdened. Praise God, they wasn't keeping the two greatest commandments. Are we keeping the two greatest commandments today? Look with me in the book of Mark, chapter 12. Mark 12, verse 29, if you'll turn there with me. Says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandments greater than these. Praise God. Amen. The church of Laodicea, these that had ease in Zion, they professed with their mouths that they loved God. I could imagine, praise God, in that church of Laodicea, maybe they sung a song like we sing. Oh, how I love Jesus, praise God. And they all would join in together. Oh, how I love Jesus. But again, he was outside ready to gag because they were hypocrites. It was flowing from their mouth, so pretty. But he was looking into their hearts and it wasn't there. Church of Laodicea, I bet they said that they loved their neighbor. I will guess, praise God, they passed the offering plate once in a while and the wealthy few would drop in, amen, a few dollars. And that would make them feel good. They gave a little of their plenty to some poor man. Something they'd never miss. And they thought they was doing good. They wouldn't give when it hurt. I would guess, praise God, they say and brag, I don't steal from nobody and I don't lie on people. I've never murdered nobody and I go to church on Sabbath. You know that means I love my neighbor. That don't mean you love anybody. Praise God, you might not bother. These murders in Virginia, they don't bother people in Idaho, but I don't mean they love the people in Idaho. You don't show your love by what you don't do. You show your love by what you do. Jesus said, praise God, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If God so loved the world that He simply didn't steal from us, where would we be today? Amen. God's love causes you to do something. If Jesus so loved the world that He just didn't covet nothing we had, where would we be today? We'd be lost. But God so loved the world that He gave something. It costed Him something. Jesus so loved the world that He had to give His life. It costed Him all things. Praise the Lamb of God. Love is a motivating power. Amen. Not a restraining force. It'll motivate you to do good. Now, praise God, do you love thy neighbor? Praise God, I know we can look at each other and say, well, we ain't a rich church. We ain't got a whole lot. But look, you are rich compared to the rest of the world. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'll tell you something that you're rich in today, and that's the knowledge of Jesus Christ today. We've been in this church preaching the Bible 5 years, praise God. Amen. We know, praise God, the Word of God. We know the truth of it. Amen. We're rich in these things. We have Bible tracts. We have Bibles. We have CDs. We have cassettes. We have all these things. And we look around at our neighbor, and they're going straight to hell, lost in their sins, and we just leave them alone. And we say we love them. If that was you and you was traveling down to hell, lost and undone, wouldn't you want somebody to say, son, woman, you need this man Jesus, and here's the way that you can be saved. Here's the way you can be born again and inherit eternal life. Amen. Personally, I'm glad, amen, that the old Baptist preacher one day came by my way as a security guard in his sins and said, would you like to have a Bible? And put a Bible tract in it. Where would I be without it? Where are these people going without it? Where would you be today, praise God, if somebody didn't love you enough to tell you about Jesus Christ? Could you imagine on Judgment Day, you see your neighbor, you see your loved one, your friends that's died lost, and they look at you and say, why didn't you tell me about Jesus? Why didn't you invite me to your church? Why didn't you at least give me a Bible tract? When I got saved and was born again, I asked my friend Donnie, who was a Christian, I asked him, I said, why didn't you tell me about this? I didn't want to offend you. He would have really offended me if I would have died lost without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what would have offended me. And he says, woe to them that are eased in Zion. Now, church, God has given you tools to do the work with. Praise God, the love of God that is in us is supposed to make us work. It's faith that worketh by love. And he said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. What has he given you? Praise God, if you're saved, you're supposed to have love in your heart for your fellow man. Praise God, it will burden you to see men in their lost condition. It will grieve you to see men in their lost condition. And you'll have a heart willing to sacrifice your time, your pleasure, your goods, amen, that you might win somebody to Jesus Christ, even if it hurts. I read with one preacher back in the 1800s when he gave an altar call. He said, whosoever will, let him come and suffer. We are called to suffer. We're called, praise God, to deny ourselves and to take up a cross and to follow Jesus Christ. We're not called to lay on the couch and feed ourselves with grapes and do nothing. That's not the body of Jesus Christ. When He walked this earth, amen, He didn't have a place to lay His head. He wasn't idle, praise the Lamb of God. He was seeking to save that which was lost. He was in love with people. And He wanted them to be saved. And His love ain't changed a bit today. He still loves people. And He wants them to be saved. And you're His body upon this earth. Sad He's out of shape. Praise God, at least in America. God's given you love and He's given you His Spirit. When you think about the Spirit of God that comes in your life, you're nothing without it. You're lost without the Spirit of God. There's no power in your life. Amen. But when the Spirit of God comes into your life, praise God, it changes you. It sanctifies you. It sets you free from the power of sin. Amen. Amen. The drunkard gets sober. The dope head, praise God, becomes sober. Praise God. The whoremonger, he becomes chaste. Things change, praise God, and people can see. Amen. There's been a change in you. That's the Spirit of God in your life. That your testimony can be seen that it's real. Jesus has saved me. Look at me. I'm not the one I used to be. It's so. But not only that, praise God, but the Holy Ghost empowers your witness. that when you speak about Jesus Christ and the cross, amen, praise God, it touches their heart because you're talking, amen, with the Spirit of God today.
Amen.
That's what it's for. He said, I'll give you words and I'll give you power. You tarry until you're endued with it from on high. Praise God. Amen. But today, when it comes to the Spirit of God, amen, I think about old Paul, how it came to them believers. And he says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we ain't even heard of the Holy Ghost. We didn't know there's any such thing. And that's how the church world is today. They don't even know it exists. Or they profess that the Spirit of God is real, but they don't know it. And then I think about the foolish virgins in Matthew 25. Read with me Matthew 25. Matthew 25 verse 1, he says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened on the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Amen. Praise God. These virgins, these 10 women, they represent the whole church, all professed Christian and praise God. And he divides them in the middle. And he says one class is wise and the other class, praise God, is foolish. Amen. The wise is the one that's got the oil in their lamps, praise God. They all had a profession of godliness. They all had a form of godliness. They all was going to the, praise God, to the marriage supper. They all were virgins. They all had lamps. But only a few, 5, had the power behind it. And then only 5 had the oil in their vessel, praise the Lamb of God. Now do you think you're going to get in without the oil? Look at verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us up your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Amen. They realized their condition when the cry was made. But when I tell you, when the cry comes from heaven, praise God, and they say, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go meet him. If you ain't got the oil, you're not going in. If you ain't got the wedding garments, you're not going in, praise God. Amen. We, praise God, need to realize it's folly. Amen. To try to go in without the oil. And he says, they said, go buy of them that sell. We ain't got enough to give you. But go buy of them that sell. Amen. You can't get this off of a man. You can't get it, praise God, off of a preacher, off of a priest, or nobody else. You got to go to the 2, praise God, that can give you, amen, the oil. You go to the Father. Amen, the Creator and Maker of all things. And you go to the Son, the Savior, praise God. And you seek that oil, praise God, until you got it, amen. And you need to do it today, because tomorrow might be too late. Now, praise God, look at verse 10. Matthew, praise God, 25:10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, I say unto you, I don't know you. I know you not. Amen. Praise God. Those that already went in, those that was shut out, we need the oil. Praise God. We need the oil. You say, preacher, the Bible teaches and you've taught that when we get saved and really born again, we get the Spirit in our life and its soul. Praise the Lamb of God. It's what changes you. Amen, but you need to accept the Lordship of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen, we need to realize, praise God, that the Holy Ghost is Christ with us. It's His Spirit, His life with us. And we need to accept that as Lord of our life. Imagine a man, he moves in with a widow and she's got a little boy. They're married and he moves in with her. Now he lives in the house, but that little boy doesn't accept him as daddy. He doesn't accept him as the head of the household. He doesn't obey, praise God, the man. That's how we are. We're married to Christ. Somebody comes living inside of us. It's Christ through the Holy Ghost. Are we accepting, praise God, the Lordship of the Spirit in our lives today? When Christ speaks through the Spirit to you, it's just as sure as the Word of God, praise God. And we're foolish today. We think Jesus is a million miles away, somewhere in the clouds. But He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Praise the Lamb of God. He is with us by the Holy Ghost today. He walks with us. He talks with us. The Holy Spirit's here to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, to conform us, to empower us. Praise God. We need to not only acknowledge the Holy Ghost, but we need to accept the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't need to be resisting the Spirit of God and living in rebellion. Praise God to the Spirit. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Look at Luke 11 with me now. Luke 11, verse 8. Remember I said the Spirit's what God's given you to win lost people. Look at verse 5. He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? And shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, that's his constant begging and aggravating, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Now what is it about? What is he talking about? These loaves of bread. Look at verse 13. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. This friend that came to Him on a journey, praise God. This is sinner people. Amen. Our loved ones that's out in sin, and we need the loaves to give them. Praise God. We need the bread from heaven, the water from heaven to give them. And you're not going to get it at Walmart. You're not going to get it at Belt Simpsons or Goodies. You're going to get it, praise God, on your knees before Almighty God, confessing your sins to Him, repenting of your foolish rebellion, praise God, and asking Him to cleanse you and to fill you with the Holy Ghost and power. That's the only place you're going to get it. Now, can you imagine yourself on your knees begging God to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Can you imagine yourself on your knees begging God in tears, saying, God, fill me with Thy Holy Ghost and power. I bet you can't, because you don't care about it. And you don't really care to them in your heart but the lost people. If you did, you would seek the face of God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And you would find Him. And He'll give you power.
Amen.
He will give you power. Amen. It's so easy to say, I love with her lips. I want to see the works. Praise God. Pray for my lost people. Pray for my lost people, I will. Oh, won't you get on your knees and ask for something that you might win them. Praise God. Get your mind out of the world just a little while and close yourself off from the world and get on your knees and pray for power from on high. Amen, church, we need to be seeking something. Amen, praise God, besides pleasure in this life, besides goods in this life, we need to be seeking the face of God and getting power in our lives so we can win people. Praise God. Do you love sinners? Do you really? Praise God, maybe not. Well, you need to get to the altar. Praise the Lamb of God and ask God to put something in your life that you have a burden for souls. That you'll love lost men more than yourself. Amen. If you'd be willing to suffer to get somebody saved, praise God. There's one brother that did. One brother didn't think he needed to get down and beg on his knees for the Holy Ghost and power. And his daddy was a lost man. True story. His daddy was a drunk. Amen. And he went to his daddy. And he asked his daddy to come to church, and he'd aggravate his daddy about coming to church, but he didn't have no power. Finally, that daddy said, I'm going to go to church with you in 2 weeks. I'll go. And that boy thought, well, I've done good. I've got him to commit to going to church. Next day, the man died. Massive heart attack, the old man died. Praise God, died drunk. They buried him. And that boy was broken. He came, praise God, and sat to that grave. And he knelt on that grave, and he began to cry out to God, said, God, I don't never want to be that way anymore. Well, I ain't got power in my life that I can't witness to somebody. Praise God. And he began to beg God and ask God for power from on high to fill him with the Holy Ghost. I don't know how long he prayed. Praise God, but he got it. Amen. He got it, and he became a pastor. And praise God, for 31 years, amen, they said every weekend at least one person got saved. At least one person got saved, praise God. Hey, man, there's going to come a time you're going to wish you had the power in your life to win your lost people. When you see them drop like flies, when they go, praise God. Amen. You praise God, you're going to blame yourself. Amen. Because you didn't do all that you could do. You didn't get on those knees and seek the face of God. You was busy watching television. You was busy, praise God, shopping, washing your car, building bigger houses, doing picket fences, praise God. You was doing everything besides what you're supposed to have been doing. But God's given the Holy Ghost to win people. He's given, praise God, love. He's given, amen, the Spirit. And He's given you a cross. Amen. He gave us all a cross. And that cross is suffering. Praise God, it's a death. Praise God, it's an instrument of death. It's to put yourself, your flesh down. And praise God, it's a beautiful thing. Praise God, when you can stand and tell the world from your heart that God so loved it, that He gave His only begotten Son, that the Son of God shed His blood upon that old cross that I might be saved. He was separated from His Father and died for my sins. Amen. Amen. He gave you the cross, praise the Lamb of God, to break them hard-hearted sinners. Amen. How many Christians today are able to share the gospel? How many today are willing, amen, to even speak about Jesus in public today? Amen. It's a dirty secret or something, they think. Amen. I've seen Christians, praise God, sharing gossip, hearsay, slander, everything else. Things that's shameful, that's awful. They can repeat the grandest lie. Amen. Make it sound so good, so real, so much power in it, praise God, but they have no power to share Jesus Christ. Oh, did you hear what John did last week? Left his wife, done this, done that. We can tell the stories, man. But there's one story we need to be telling people. Jesus saves. Amen. Jesus saves. Maybe we believe our idle tales and shameful tales more than we do the gospel. I mean, if you believe it and you experience it, you should be able to tell people about it. Should come naturally for you to say, Jesus saves. I'm a Christian. Jesus is real. If we can't, maybe we need to go back to the altar and pray a little bit until we get a hold of something that changes their life. And we'll have to be like old Paul. And we couldn't help but tell people Jesus is really the Son of God. Man, when He got a hold of me personally, praise God. Only thing I could tell people, you know, Jesus is real. He is real. He is the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. He changed me. He loves me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know He's real. And I know He's coming again soon. Praise God. But these are the tools He's given us. Praise God, love, the Spirit, and the cross. Amen, the courage. Praise God, the lost people. But the churches don't want the power. Praise the Lamb of God, that the gospel's not good enough. They want entertainment. They want a concert. They want dinners, hot grilling hot dogs, whatever. Praise God. The worship is turned into fellowship. The holiness of God is forgotten about. Praise the Lamb of God, it's a social club. And I imagine, oh, Amos, if he was, praise God, out today, he might be screaming, whoa, on the knee, that ease and Zion, who don't have a burden, praise God, for Joseph. Wake up. Wake up.